Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Thursday, August 29th. I'm Mitch Levy, and here's what's happening. Cops are looking for three suspects accused of ripping off at least 40 rideshare drivers in the city. Cops say the suspects get into Lyft or Uber cars, ask the driver if they can borrow their phone to change their destination, but instead access the driver's accounts and transfer money into their own accounts. The spree began April 3rd. You can see video of the suspects at 1010wins.com. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 4 storm before it reaches Florida. Landfall is expected Monday, though tropical force winds could reach parts of the state as early as Saturday night. The Rockland County Republican Party has pulled a video off its Facebook page following accusations that it's anti-Semitic. The video calls proposed Hasidic housing developments a threat and says the Hasidic community is planning a takeover. Governor Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and Republican County Executive Ed Day are among those condemning the video. The Inspector General says former FBI Director James Comey violated DOJ policies when he leaked his notes from meetings with President Trump. But those memos did not contain any classified information. As a result, no criminal charges were brought. This isn't your mother's marijuana. That's the message from the Department of Health and Human Services, warning people that today's pot is far more potent than it was back in the day. The message came as part of a new advisory warning against pot use by adolescents and pregnant women. The Obamas are headed to Michigan, but it has nothing to do with the 2020 presidential campaign. The Detroit News says the former president's youngest daughter, Sasha, will begin college at the University of Michigan next week. The 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast, clear and comfortable tonight with a low of 65 in the city, down to the 50s in the burbs. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow with a high of 87. For live and local news 24 hours a day around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.